It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. You can find me on Twitter at The Denton Day. Coming up in about 30 minutes, I'll tell you where Frankie Louvu wound up on the NFL's top 100 list. I know that's the information everybody is here for. But now we go to the phones. We welcome on friend of the program, Eric Flack, WUSA 9, who's good enough to join us on what I'm sure has already been a crazy day, Eric, and I don't think it'll slow down anytime in the next couple of hours. What was your initial response when you saw the first of the two social media posts that Donald Trump put out about the team name yesterday?
On a tarmac a couple weeks ago when he was asked about the stadium by a reporter, he said, you know, DC council needs to get it done. And then the same reporter kind of lobbed a question about what about the name? And he's like, well, they should change the name, of course. And so I'd heard that part. So the initial post on Truth Social kind of just addressed that they need to change the name and the Indians need to change the name, or excuse me, the Guardians need to change the name back to the Indians. It was the second post when he started making threats about holding up the RFK deal that I think people started going, oh, like here we go. I think this president has proven unpredictability is kind of his calling card. And so I think to say I was totally surprised would be a bit of an overstatement. But obviously, you know, my initial question became, well, can he do it? Can he hold up or block the RFK deal? And through talking through some of my sources, the answer is yes. He can do what he's threatening to do. So now the question really becomes, where do we go from here?
So that was going to be my next question for you, is can he do it? And then the follow-up being, what is the process like for him to do it? Is it an easy process, or is it something that he would have to, or people around him would have to jump through many hoops to make sure it's blocked?
So the simplest route would be for him to sign an executive action canceling the lease that was under debate and scrutiny for so long, that was voted on in the early morning hours by Congress, giving D.C. the right to build the stadium, build the new stadium on the RFK land. He can cancel that lease for a number of different excuses or reasons. He can say that DC is violating the lease agreement by not honoring the terms to act to redevelop it. Basically saying DC council isn't taking action, so they're not redeveloping it, and redeveloping it in some form or fashion is a term of the lease. So they are violating it, so I'm going to cancel it. That would probably end up in court. The city could, challenge that in court. Courts have been, siding with the president for the most part. But even if the city did, in fact, challenge it in court, you're talking about huge delays and the process getting caught up in court, which would be, kind of a disaster, because the team has made it clear that they're under a timeline to get the new stadium built, because they want to open it by 2030. So getting this caught up into a legal process would be, a nightmare scenario for the city and for the team. But there are other ways he can do it, too, kind of more procedural, under the radar ways. There's something called the National Capital Planning Commission. That's a group that casts critical votes on construction projects, including RFK. Like, all big construction projects have to go through the National Capital Planning Commission. And President Trump just appointed three board members to that National Capital Planning Commission. So people who run have critical votes on that National Capital Planning Commission have those votes, as a result of President Trump putting them there. So clearly he would have sway over how they felt. And if he wanted votes to block an RFK deal, he would have them on that National Capital Planning Commission. Very similarly, the Commission of Fine Arts that reviews design aesthetics for all DC construction, but make sure it's in line with the aesthetic look of DC. Once again, President Trump has appointed board members to the Commission of Fine Arts. Another way he could pull levers behind the scenes to have votes block the progress and development and ultimate approval of the RFK design once it gets to that point. So, you know, obviously there are legitimate ways he can do this if he chooses to. So now the kind of the ball, pun intended, is in D.C. Council's court, whether or not this speeds up action to act before President Trump can block this. We're here actually, as I speak to you, at a press event that Mayor Bowser is going to be at to see what she has to say about everything.
So I was going to ask about that because you texted me a couple minutes ago saying that you had this presser coming up here at 11. Was this something that was already in the works prior to the other day, or did this come out because of that?
Yeah, we're at a big behind the scenes unveiling for the National Geographic Museum, which is down in downtown DC, which is going to be a big deal to downtown. So that was already planned. But a lot of times it's at these types of events when news breaks that we get availability to ask the mayor about other things going on. And this is one of those opportunities.
Eric Flack with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin. WUSA 9 has been all over the stadium stuff over the course of years now, which is crazy to say, Eric, but you've done a great job covering it. So you mentioned some of the stuff he could do to block the stadium coming back to RFK. Is there also a potential he could make life difficult if they wanted to rebuild a new one in Maryland for the same reasons?
No, because, I mean, you're talking about the lease cancellation. The National Capital Planning Commission is D.C.-based. Commission on Fine Arts is D.C.-based. No, it would open the way. Maryland would be fine. And again, I mean, you know, we just have to see how whether or not this is one of those things that President Trump says and then moves on to something else, or how committed he is to this. You know, if you look at what he actually said, he said, "I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins, they won't make a deal for them to build a stadium." Well, the deal is already made. They're not going to change the name back to Redskins. That's just not going to happen. So, the reality of how far he's going to push this, I think, is one of the parts that remains to be seen. But obviously, D.C. Council is now playing with fire even more than they were to this point, by kind of dragging their feet and dragging out this process.
Has Mayor Bowser addressed the name since Dan Snyder sold it? I know she was very adamant years ago, but that always kind of felt like it was more directed at Dan himself than the name. Has she addressed the name conversation since the Josh Harris group took over?
I don't expect to hear anything other than, you know, the name isn't going back. Now, I mean, I do think there's a question I want to ask her, which is, you know, because I don't think you can rule anything out. If the name were to be changed back, would you still support a stadium here in the district? I expect that she will not even answer that, because she will say it's such a non-starter. But, you know, she had said for many years that she doesn't support the team's return to D.C. with the old name. But she ultimately, once it became clear that that name was going to change, she had a lot of runway to then get behind the stadium agreement. And so you're right. I mean, I think that, you know, once the name was changed, and then certainly once Josh Harris took over the team, the name just hasn't been an issue, anything that she had to address in any serious form or fashion until now.
So, Eric, I'll get you out of here on this before you go to this press conference. Can he force, he being the president, can he force the NFL to make the change, or is that not feasible?
No. The NFL is a private entity. Now, you know, one of the conversations I had with somebody on the mayor's team here before I got on the phone with you, and I think it's a fair point, is that Donald Trump, you know, really likes his connections to the NFL. He's friends with Goodell. He had that big press conference talking about the NFL draft being on the National Mall. And the NFL and Goodell, they all want the stadium in D.C. So, like, to the extent that he is taking this stand, he's taking it and riling up the NFL, because it's a problem for them, too. They want the NFL, Goodell, they all want the stadium on the RFK land. They don't want to be building the Commanders to be building a stadium in Prince George's County in a couple of years when they hold an NFL draft on the mall. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, like, he's not going to have the support of the NFL. Now, he also just, you know, Trump just sued the Wall Street Journal over an Epstein article, and the Journal is owned by his good friend Rupert Murdoch. So, I mean, you know, there is, you know, not a whole lot of, like, rhyme or reason to, you know, whether or not the things he does, and he's not always beholden to, you know, whether or not he has connections or relationships. But, you know, this would fly in the face of what the NFL wants. Donald Trump is very much into his positive, you know, relationship with the NFL.
This is going to be fascinating. Like you mentioned, he could give up on this. He could have already given up on this today. He might actually take this and run with it. It'll be interesting to watch. Eric, appreciate the time. You know, go enjoy that press conference, and I'm sure we'll be having some audio of that based off of some of the things Miro Bowser says. Thank you for the time.
You got it, Tim.
That is Eric Flack. He was good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He's the chief investigative reporter at WUSA 9. He's been all over the stadium stuff, really, the stadium reporting, since it has come to fruition that the team is going to be heading back to Washington, D.C. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. We're going to talk some Nationals with Bobby Blanco coming up in about 10 minutes, but we do have a little bit more time. We're going to squeeze in a few of your phone calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll try and get in as many as we can before Bobby, so I might go through a little rapid fire. Don't anyone get all in your feelings if I cut you off. We're just trying to get everybody in here. It's going to John in Oklahoma. John, what's going on?
Hey, first of all, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Of course.
Hey, listen, I've been out here 55 years. I'm part Native American, and the Native Americans, every day I talk to them, man. I mean, it's just every day. I mean, we got Rush Springs Redskins still 12 miles south of where we live. We got Indian City, USA, 18 miles west of where we live. The Native Americans out here, they tell me every day we talk about this, just almost every day we go somewhere and we're talking. They don't need white corporate America to take care of them, first of all, they say. They don't need anyone to take care of them. They're like, we know they're just trying to get wrote out of history books is what they're telling us out here. And if he's smart, Josh Harris is smart, this is his chance to change them back, not listen to white corporate America. And another thing they're not telling anyone, they're selling no merchandise. They're selling Jane Daniels shirt. But they're third to last in merchandising, third to last.
Yeah.
This is a team that was number one 20-something years ago. And people that think people aren't still fighting for it, been fighting for it the whole time, that just suppose they've been losing and stuff, that's wrong. I guarantee you. They've been people fighting for it the whole time. They've been trying to take it. And we have 34 American Native tribes in Oklahoma, and not one Native American tribe took a vote, the tribe, and voted it down. There was a few in each tribe that didn't vote for it 100%, not one tribe 100%. But they're like 8 out of 10 Native Americans, and every one of these tribes voted to keep the name amongst themselves. They know they can't satisfy the other 20%, but we're not going to satisfy 80%, instead to please 20%. That's not how they vote out here. That's not how things are done.
John, I appreciate it. This is some real good information. I appreciate it. I have never seen the polls. I am self-aware enough to know that this decision was not made off of polling Native Americans. It just wasn't. There were people, Nike, that put a lot of pressure. Frederick Smith, because Dan Snyder did not pay him. It's important to really circle that particular aspect of this. This all happened because Dan Snyder did not pay his minority owners. He was costing them millions and millions of dollars, and they retaliated against him. That is just a cause to be a good person. We'll get one more in here. We'll continue to take some of your calls after Bobby Blanco. I think the conversation has been at least somewhat respectful today, so I'm proud of everybody on the phones. Let's get to Victor in D.C. Victor, what's going on?
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm just for bringing the name back. Family season ticket holders for almost 60 years. I'm black, part Native American, also gay, so I have that other's perspective. The real issue, just like your former caller, it's really not about Native Americans. I've spoken with Native Americans in Navajo country and Arizona. The vast majority of Native Americans are for the name. Historically, it was not an offensive name. Just go back to a dictionary that was no more than 20 years ago. It's an old term that just meant Native Americans. It's really about white corporate America and white liberals. I used to be a liberal, so I know it's the fear of white people with this name, and that's why, you know, I believe in it. At the very least, I'm also a realist, is getting the name retired with honor and dignity, like Redskins Hall of Fame. It is the Redskins Hall of Fame. So, you know, as a lifelong district resident, I just want the name to have honor and dignity like it used to. And I think that if we all work together and kind of re-educate people about the history of the name, that we can get there.
Victor, I appreciate it. Working together is something that we seem to struggle to do, at least in 2025. We will continue to take some of your calls after Bobby Blanco, but coming up next, we're talking a little bit of Nationals. What are they going to do with the trade deadline coming up here? Could a couple key players be on the move? Bobby Blanco joins us next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.